Mark Kreitzer on the mandolin right there. He plays solo and with a bluegrass group. Mark is an expert on fiddle, mandolin, guitar, and banjo, a great singer and songwriter, and a performer in folk music, jazz, and formal styles. Why these broad interests? To hear Mark tell it, it starts with his family background.
My parents were both music teachers. And so I was exposed early on to classical music in the house, and then my dad played jazz. And, of course, I started with rock and roll with the Beatles. And I had a group of friends in high school that we would listen to, Bill Monroe and Jid Tanner and the Skillet Lickers and Crosby, Stills, and Nash. So it's a challenge, and it's also really rewarding to me to be able to do lots of different things.
This little segment started with a fiddle tune that you wrote, but as we've been saying, you do hot club jazz, folk songs, the Beatles. I know you love the variety, but how's the variety go with audiences?
People really respond well to the variety. Often you hear somebody play guitar and sing, and it's half an hour of Bob Dylan, and not that there's anything wrong with Bob Dylan. I do Bob Dylan myself. But I think, you know, if I play something that I've written and then an Irish fiddle tune and then, say, a Beatles song, their ears perk up and they look up from their drink, and it's pretty remarkable. And I, for instance, I often do Here Comes the Sun, and I'll get the whole place singing along with me, which is really fun.
Here comes the sun, here comes the sun, and I say it's all right. Little darling, it's been a long, cold, lonely winter. Little darling, it feels like years since it's been here. Here comes the sun, doo-doo-doo. Here comes the sun, and I say, it's all right.
We're speaking with Mark Kreitzer, the singer, songwriter, multi-instrumentalist. You play in a bluegrass group that offers probably the broadest musical palette of any bluegrass group in the world. What inspired you to create this type of ensemble?
One recording, actually, by David Bromberg. There was a live album that he did, and they played, just like I was talking about before, they played some bluegrass, and they played some R&B, and they played... And that's what I wanted to do. Since I was playing those already and writing those, I wanted to have a band that could offer all those things too.
Well, Mark, the Mark Kreitzer Band CD has got some real good variety, just what you said. Could you pick one out that's among your favorites?
I've been playing a lot of traditional jazz in the last 10 to 15 years. One of the songs from the album, the one we play, that gets a real good response is a slow kind of swing ballad called Baby Come and Dance With Me.
Music is low, nowhere to go. Baby, come and dance with me. Give me a kiss, then hold me like this. This is where we should be. Moving closer now, let me show you how. And don't make me wait too long. So take a chance, find romance. Baby, come and dance with me.
The Mark Kreitzer Band, Baby Come and Dance With Me. And Mark, your group is very broad, but you also play some more or less straight ahead bluegrass, the kind of song that an audience would expect a bluegrass band to play.
That's right. We did a concert at Carleton College last year, and it was focused on like the first generation bluegrass bands. We played Flat and Scruggs and Stanley Brothers and Bill Monroe. And I also write in that genre. And an example from the CD would be a song called Radio on the Pale Moonlight. Very straight ahead feel, and it's about life on the road as a bluegrass musician.
Lonesome road in the dead of night, trying to get back to you. Radio and the pale moonlight, they seem to miss you too. Mile after mile I keep rolling along, chasing the first light of dawn. I'm weary now, but it won't be long till I'm at home with you.
Mark, is it different for you whether you're working at, say, a wedding or a club or a big stage?
Yeah, I would say every performance, whether solo or a band, is always a new thing. And it's going to depend on who's in the audience, what they're responding to. And for instance, if you're in a club, you know, your job is mainly just to get people to eat and drink a lot. So you play up-tempo things, and you play things that are easily recognizable and that they'll want to sing along with. If we're playing a wedding, or I'm playing a wedding, my first job there is to give the bride and groom exactly what they want. I'm much less about what I can do and what they want me to do, so... I tend to do a lot more kind of instrumentals, Bach and things like that. And if we're on a concert stage or a festival stage, then it's much more we want to focus on the things that we do that no other band can do, which is our songs, the way we arrange them. But at the same time, we really want to have people engaged. And we love to have people dance, for instance. So we'll play something specifically to get people up dancing.
Dancing at a concert?
Why not? Yeah. Actually, we did one, and there was a local swing dance group, and we invited them up on stage with us. It was great. Really fun. But yeah, we love having people dance in the aisles. It's a healthy activity.
Mark Kreitzer. He does it all on about a half dozen instruments and a half dozen genres, solo and fronting a bluegrass group. Mark's web address is markkreitzer.com. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.
On this lonesome road, there's no turning back.